details in Texas. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Department of Public Safety says some of the information first made public in the aftermath of Tuesday's shooting at Robb Elementary School was not correct.
The small Texas community mourns a painstaking investigation into what happened before and during Tuesday's massacre. We now know there was not an armed school security guard, and the gunman walked through an unlocked door. Police say the gunman was inside for 1 hour, killing 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School. Officers say they had to pull back when the suspect shot at them. A new timeline may help explain new cell phone video showing frustrated parents urging police to charge into the school, with some reportedly even raising the idea of storming the building themselves. The 18-year-old shooter was eventually killed by a Border Patrol team.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Police said the suspect had no criminal record or known mental illness that could have signaled he was capable of the shooting, but Salvador Ramos did post on social media about troubles with his mother and posted photos of his rifles. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has made gun laws a top priority since he took office, adding he's not talking about doing away with the Second Amendment.
19 kids and two teachers died. That's the second major mass shooting that has occurred in 2 weeks. And that we're not even talking about the crime that we see, the gun violence that we see across the country on a regular basis.
The president and first lady will travel to Uvalde Sunday. The Biden administration is taking steps to expand access to Paxlovid, an antiviral treatment for COVID.
Federally backed test-to-treat site, allowing patients to get immediate access to drugs once they test positive, is opening in Rhode Island, with more federal sites scheduled to open in Massachusetts and New York. Federal regulators are also providing clear guidance to doctors to help determine how to manage Paxlovid.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
He immortalized real-life mobster Henry Hill in the 1990 film Goodfellas.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Actor Ray Liotta has died. Liotta's publicist says he died in his sleep last night in the Dominican Republic. He was on the island to film a new movie. Robert De Niro, who co-starred with Liotta in Goodfellas, said in an emailed statement, "I was very saddened to learn of Ray's passing. He's way too young to have left us. May he rest in peace." And sad news from the world of synth-pop. Andy Fletcher, the keyboardist and founding member of new wave band Depeche Mode for more than 40 years, has died. The band announced his death this afternoon on their social media pages. A person close to the band says Fletcher died of natural causes at his home in the UK. He was 60. A group of abortion providers in Oklahoma have filed a legal challenge with the state Supreme Court to a bill that bans nearly all abortions in the state that was signed by Governor Kevin Stitt yesterday. The only exceptions would be to save the life of the woman or in cases of rape or incest reported to authorities. America's top diplomat says even with the Russian war in Ukraine, China remains the number one long-term threat.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a speech at George Washington University that even as Vladimir Putin continues his war in Ukraine, the focus remains on the long-term challenge to international order posed by China. He noted Chinese plans to become the dominant world power and praised Chinese progress over the decades, but added,
"It was also made possible by the stability and opportunity that the international order provides."
And he questioned what kind of stability siding with Russia provides. Blinken said America may have competition with China, but that it's America's to lose, that U.S. democracy may mean ugly debates, but that we're a country that does not sweep our fights under the rug.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.